Welcome to the Friends with Fantasy Benefits Prospect Minute. Today we're covering the Boston Red Sox, and with me today is Matt Thompson, our lead prospect analyst. Matt, what's up, dude?
Not a lot, man. Been a big day. For those that follow my other site over at Prospects Live, we dropped our top 100 today, as well as a nice introduction piece explaining the SFV, which is our version of future value with a little risk tag on it, and Smata's interactive table is also up, and that's always a fun. But if you need to kill some time, you can definitely go there and start messing around with it.
Yeah, FWFB crew moving up in the world. You and Smata are on Prospects Live, which I've said multiple times is an amazing website. Like, just the way it looks and the information, it's all great. So
thank you, thank you.
Yeah, tell everybody where you can be reached, etc.
Sure, MDTompFWFB on Twitter, and then we're obviously the draft guide. You need to buy the draft guide if you're listening to this show.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a bunch of promos in the pod and everything. But yes, the draft guide. And you can reach me on Twitter at Mike Werner FWFB. And let's talk about this crappy Boston Red Sox system.
That's a good word for it. I think on Prospects Live, we all give one word at the end of our system podcast. And I think all the words were pretty much versions of that word.
Cause, shitty, crappy.
Yeah, in a sense, yeah. There's one guy a couple guys at the top I think that could contribute maybe this year in Chavez, and then if you go a little farther down the list, Darwin's and Hernandez. But I don't think either one of them are going to have like a significant impact. Like Michael Chavez, he's kind of caught in the middle, man. He's a third baseman, but the glove is probably a little bit below average. He's mediocre with the glove, I would say. But he's like 5'10", so I don't know if you really want him playing first base. That could be a problem there. He's not athletic enough to play second base. Obviously, he used to be a shortstop. He can't play short anymore. The only real way he can get another added level of playing time is if he learns how to play a little bit of the outfield. But Boston's got the best outfield in the game, too. So,
yeah.
He's kind of stuck. I think the best contribution he has to any Red Sox team is the reliever, the high-end reliever they get for him in a trade or something like that. But look at Chavez. Obviously, famously missed the first two-thirds of the season last year with a PED suspension. But it's 70 raw power, 45 hit tool for me. Always going to be some swing and miss. Like I said, he probably profiles better at first, but again, he needs to hit a little bit better to play that position. And I'm not giving up on Rafael Devers. I think Devers explodes this year personally. So I think that's going to hurt Chavez as well. But, you know, and the worst thing about the kid is, by all accounts, he's a good kid and wants to do whatever he needs to do to get to the big leagues. And, like, imagine, like, you know, he was all set to debut last year, right, until that PED suspension came. Like, that essentially cost him the World Series ring, so that's got to be tough to deal with.
I bet.
You know? Because he definitely would have been up, at least in some part role, at least in September, and then he actually wasn't. So then he went to the Fall League again, which he had to repeat, which I'm sure he didn't enjoy. But he needed to make up the at-bats. But the 26% K rate in AA and AAA is kind of problematic. It does walk at a 9.8% clip, but again, it's needs to up the power game more consistently if he's going to be able to stick at first.
What do you project for speed?
Negligible. Five like to seven handful. Stolen bases. Yeah, something like that.
Who's your number two guy?
My personal number two guy is Bobby Dalbec, former University of Arizona two-way star. Was a closer and a third baseman. If you like three true outcomes, walks, strikeouts, and home runs, this is your guy. Dalbec between high A and double A, 32 homers this year. But he struck out 32% of the time, and he walked 12% of the time. So obviously you see the flaws with that. The high strikeout totals are enough to teeter him on the edge of being a drain in the batting average department. He's an average defender at third, but he has an absolute hose at third base. One of the best arms at the position in the minor leagues. He's athletic. Obviously, people that are prone to the strikeouts are extremely prone to the the ebbs and flows of the peaks and valleys kind of streaks. So that's, he's no different there. He does take a walk, but again, at the major league level, if he's going to swing through everything, you might see, you know, less of a walk rate as well. So Dalbec is an interesting guy. The raw power is amongst one of the best in the minor leagues, but again, he needs to make more contact. But trying to do that without sacrificing some of that power is much easier said than done. Jake Groom is number three for me. This dude just needs a full season, man. He hasn't had one. Injuries and Tommy John has knocked him out for all of 2018. 6'6" lefty with a big hammer curve, mid-90s fastball. I still think if he comes back healthy, he has number two upside. He hasn't had an uninterrupted season since he entered pro ball. Because, you know, he got drafted in 2016. You don't play a full season there. 2017, he kind of battled injuries, and then 2018, he missed the whole season with TJ. So he needs to get innings, man. And then the off the field stuff with his dad doesn't help. He was Jason Groom, and he changed his name, and we didn't really understand why. And more stuff came out about that. I'm not going to get into it, but he just needs an uninterrupted development year, which he hasn't had. He was working out with Chris Sale this offseason, so hopefully some of that can rub off on him. And there's not many better people for a 6'6" lefty to be spending time with in the offseason, so hopefully something clicks there. Tristan Casas is my next guy. 6'4", 240 pounds at 19, which is kind of amazing. He's 18 still. He'll be 19 when the season starts. But
switch hitter, right?
I'm looking at that right now.
No, he's not a switch hitter.
No, he's just a lefty. But the thing with him is he was right up there with Nolan Gorman for the best raw power in the draft. 80 grade raw power. Really strong kid. Potential middle of the order bat. A hand injury ended his season after, I think it was his first game, to be honest with you. So, but he was able, that's going to be a theme here. A lot of the Red Sox young prospects in the system, which I'm about to touch on here, coming up because the system's light. A lot of these guys missed a lot of time this year with injuries. So they all came back during instructs. We have video up on Prospects Live of Cass's healthy at instructs. And really physical kid. The swing is natural uppercut, which he's going to be prone to probably the low batting averages, but he's going to be a power hitter. That's what you're drafting him for. He's going to be a first baseman too. So ignore that third base tag because that's not going to stick. And Anthony Flores, shortstop. He had 340, 435, and 528 in rookie ball. 14.5% walk rate, 12.9% strikeout rate. So obviously that's good. I listed him as shortstop, but he's going to play third. He's going to fill out, play third. Might even have to play first. Looking at average power with a potential plus hit tool. Long-term investment on this guy. I like to swing, finds the barrel. Darwinson Hernandez is a guy that can contribute this year. Starting pitcher throughout his minor league career. For the most part, anyways, went to the fall league this year and pitched out of the bullpen. That's probably his future role because he doesn't throw strikes consistently enough. But he misses bats, 107 innings, 11.27 K per nine, but the walks are up over 5.5. So you get the idea. Heavy fly ball tendency, not a good division to pitch in with that. He does have the frame and the body to give you 180, 200 innings. But I just don't think the command is there. But he does get elite extension and makes the fastball and everything else play up. There's significant reliever risk here. Being left-handed doesn't help guys like this because you can always find a role for him. But I wouldn't bet on him being a major league starter long-term. He might start out as that, but kind of settle in a relief role. A couple amateur bats from this year's draft that they got way too late. Nick Decker and Nicholas Northcutt. Decker was a second-round pick out of New Jersey. An injury ended his season as well, so he only played a handful. He only got a handful of bats. He's a corner outfielder, plus raw power, potential above average hit tool. He was a two-way prospect in high school from New Jersey, cold weather kid. So now he's coming down to Florida with the instructs and stuff and focusing on just hitting. The swing looks great. I'm a fan. Second round pick. I don't know if I mentioned that already, but Casas, Flores. And another guy we get to, Danny Diaz, all missed time with injury. Nicholas Northcutt had a Vanderbilt commitment that was looked at to be a strong one. But the Red Sox threw $565K at him in the 11th round, and they got him to sign. Plus raw power and another average hit tool with a really good plate approach. 8.5% walk rate. Does strike out too much in his pro debut. Has a really good arm and enough defensive skills to stick at third. Danny Diaz, who I the aforementioned guy, $1.6 million bonus, and that's strictly because of the bat. He doesn't offer anything on defense. As in fact, he's going to have to move to first. He's kind of a bigger body. Body's going to require maintenance.
High upside, though, right?
Yes, significantly high upside. The body's going to require some maintenance, though, so that's another wrinkle to his development. The hit tool's a little bit rougher on the edges. I project it to be at least average, but the power is plus, and he's a potential middle of the order bat if he can develop. And the Red Sox do fairly well with young offensive hitters, so a lot of these guys are exciting on that. Another draft pick this year, Brandon Howlett. They found him in the 21st round this year. He had a strong commitment to Florida State. You don't see many 21st round picks signing for $185,000, but he did. Plus raw power and advanced plate approach. The hit tool, I think, is slightly below average, but if you factor in the plate approach as an overall package, I think his on-base skills are borderline plus. 15% walk rate, 22% strikeout rate. Defensively, he's got enough to stick at third. He finds the barrel with consistency. It's intriguing package. A sign of a weak system is when you have a lot of 2018 draft picks in it. this is one of those guys, one of those examples. Mike Schwarren is a starter, former University of Maryland product. He's a back-end starter, but he's the best. He's the most major league ready starter the Red Sox have right now. Josh Ockamy, I'm not a fan, but think of like a Bobby Bradley. That's kind of the skill set with Ockamy. A little bit less athletic too, which is kind of scary to think about. Tanner Houck. Former University of Missouri arm, probably a bullpen, but I think his fastball, slider, curveball combo can be 7th, 8th inning guy. Jaron Duran is an intriguing flyer from this year's draft. Second baseman, kind of outfielder guy. And Brian Bellow is a guy who gets ground balls in the low minors but doesn't miss enough bats. And Brian Mata can be lumped into that group as well. Durbin Feltman is this kind of a sleeper to watch out for the back end of the bullpen. If the Red Sox don't address closer, which I think they'll probably end up with Kimbrel again, right? I mean,
yeah, they're gonna get some major league guy. Yeah.
They have to. Not saying this year, as in 2019, but Feltman, if they don't add a significant relief arm, could be in the mix for the 2020 closer role. Probably comes up late this year, though. A rare 2018 draft pick that could come up in 2019. He was a college reliever out of TCU, reliever all the way. 129 Ks and 87 and 2/3 innings at TCU, 2 plus pitches in the high 90s fastball and a hard slider. Misses bats, gets ground balls, an above average ceiling as just a reliever. CJ Chatham, defensive first, speed, shortstop, probably utility guy at the major league level. Definitely utility guy at the major league level. Gilberto Jimenez is an intriguing guy to dream on. 80 speed tool, decent hit tool, only 14% K rate in rookie ball, unheralded guy. I like Alex Scherff's arm still, could probably be back-end guy. But other than that, man, the system's very, very weak.
The 2019 Friends of Fantasy Benefits Draft Guide, The Fantasy Benefit, is the largest and most complete fantasy draft guide on the market. With featured writers from Friends of Fantasy Benefits, Baseball HQ, Baseball Prospectus, and Fangraphs, and many more, you will get tons of information on how to start your own league, draft strategies for roto, points, categories, NFBC, best ball, and DFS. There are tiers for every position, and 30 team previews, including 30 team prospect previews, breaking down the top prospects from each team. There are ranks for every position, for prospects, for first-year player drafts. This is the most in-depth guide that fantasy baseball has to offer. And not only that, we'll be updating it all draft season in the ebook and PDF. You can get this on Amazon.com in ebook form for $7.50 or in paperback for $13.99. Don't want an ebook? Don't want a paperback? Just want a PDF? You can order it by emailing friendsoffantasybenefits@gmail.com, and I will send you an updated copy every week until the start of opening day. Get your 2019 Friends of Fantasy Benefits draft guide. Call The Fantasy Benefit today.
Sam Travis is still around, if that's your thing.
Sam Travis? He's still alive? I know that.
Kind of a worst case scenario for what Michael Chavez could be at the big league level. it's not a great system at all, man. But when you win the World Series, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I mean, chances are some of these guys could be traded. Bobby Dalbec has a lot of like Joey Gallo to him, it looks like.
Definitely. I can get on that vibe.
Like right-handed Joey Gallo, obviously.
Not as athletic. Yeah.
I guess we'll end with this. Give the three that are closest to contributing to the major leagues this year for keeper dynasty guys, and then three of the three that you would take as the highest upside plays.
Three closest contributors: Chavez, Darwinson Hernandez, and Mike Schwarren. And if I'm taking an upside shot, give me Tristan Casas, Bobby Dalbec, and Anthony Flores.
Awesome. Anything else on the system?
No. It'll be better this time next year, only because a lot of the premium talent, I think, is lower in the system. Dalbec should still be eligible. And then plus this year's draft, they should infuse some more talent. So it'll be improved.
Well, as a Rays fan, I hope it's not. So
as a Rays fan, I don't feel bad for you. Your farm system is elite.
Looking good. You can reach me on Twitter at Mike Warner FWFB once again, and check out everything going on with the draft guide and all my stuff I do during the season. And Matt, let everybody know again where you can be found.
Yeah, MD Tomp FWFB and over at Prospects Live. You know by now. So
all right, thank you very much for Matt and myself. Thank you for listening, and good luck in your drafts.